The Wahlberg family, which includes actors Donnie and Mark, can apparently draw passion from people in their native Dorchester, some positive, some not so much. Fans see the family as a rags-to-riches story, but skeptics say the checkered past of some of the Wahlberg brothers represents the worst Dorchester has to offer. Now the Wahlbergs are back on the block, with a family-owned restaurant franchise opening in a rapidly gentrifying section of Dorchester. For some, it's the return of favorite sons, but as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, others would be just as happy for the Wahlbergs to stay in Hollywood.
Walk into the Wahlburgers in Hingham, and you're greeted with a merchandise kiosk that says Dorchester to Hingham. On the wall, there's a huge map of Dorchester, a picture of triple-decker buildings, and a story about the 9 Wahlberg kids growing up with little to call their own. The menu features the originally from Dorchester burger and the 1,000-calorie triple-decker burger, topped with quote-unquote government cheese. It's the merchandising of Dorchester culture, at least one element of that culture. Dorchester native Chris Hislop says he doesn't want the neighborhood he grew up in to become a caricature.
I don't want the same thing that happened to Southie, where people like make movies in Boston. All they do is just kind of, they want to have that Southie experience with the mobsters and stuff like that. I mean, I don't want people to think of Dorchester as just sort of like this exclusively low-income housing that the Wahlbergs came from, and they got out and they made a ton of money and now have a restaurant chain.
Hislop might scoff at Dorchester becoming a corporate theme. But for Wahlberg fans like Dan Middleton, who recently brought his family to the original Wahlburgers in Hingham, there's no cooler place to grab lunch.
I had the double burger with fries, and my son had the bacon macaroni and cheese, and my daughter had the Fiesta burger.
The Wahlburgers restaurant was actually part of the reason the Middletons came here on vacation from upstate New York. They watch Donnie Wahlberg's show Blue Bloods religiously, and at home they even have a teddy bear from Mark Wahlberg's movie Ted. Middleton says his son even asked if there was a Wahlburgers in the neighborhood.
He was wondering if there was a Wahlburgers in Dorchester, and we Googled it and found out there wasn't one in Dorchester.
Now that's about to change. After opening more than 24 Wahlburgers locations across the country, including 4 in Massachusetts, Dorchester will have its first in the fall. It'll open next to a Starbucks in a $200 million mixed-use development, the expansion of the South Bay Shopping Center in the north of Dorchester. It's a historically blue-collar area on the crest of a real estate boom.
It feels great to be here in Dorchester!
Donnie Wahlberg works the fans into a frenzy at the launch of a Wahlburgers food truck at the site.
For those of you who are from Dorchester, you know, it's the best place in the world. You got to earn your way and you got to earn your keep.
For some Dorchester folks, there's irony in a working-class brand opening in this rapidly modernizing part of the city. Why not in the thick of Dorchester Ave?
I've never heard anyone say that.
Again, Donnie Wahlberg.
So I'm not really sure where that comes from, but certainly you could say that we saved the best for last, and certainly you could say that we had to, you know, learn to get it right before we brought it back to Dorchester.
The only Wahlberg brother who still lives in Dorchester gets why people might want to eat a triple-decker burger among triple-decker houses. But Bob Wahlberg says Wahlburgers is a business after all.
I can see people's point. There were a couple of locations that we kind of looked at, you know, and just they didn't make sense, you know, size-wise or, you know, capacity, foot traffic, you know, stuff like that.
And in that sense, he says, South Bay was a home run. Defenders of the Wahlbergs cast their critics as haters who want to drag down a successful family. But a legitimate beef can be found among those who knew the Wahlbergs before they found fame, as Marky Mark and New Kids on the Block. Bill Walczak is a longtime community activist in the Savin Hill neighborhood.
The Wahlbergs were part of a group of kids that used to go into the park and cause lots of problems. There were fights up there. There were, you know, tons of cases of beer and smashed bottles and all sorts of problems that were involved with them in their teenagehood.
In 1988, Mark Wahlberg was convicted of multiple charges after hurling rocks at a 12-year-old African-American boy and later severely beating 2 Vietnamese men. And he spent 45 days in jail for it. But defenders characterized the brothers' actions as youthful mistakes.
My name is MC Spice, M to the C to the S to the P to the I to the C to the E.
Boston rap pioneer Amir Shakir shares the credits in the hits of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. He says you can't be held accountable for your actions as a kid.
So I think that that's poured away under the bridge, and so what? But I also think, again, that was the Dorchester we came from. Whatever happened, happened.
That was Boston in the 1980s, and that's what the Wahlbergs were born into. Despite its flaws, being originally from Dorchester is something people are proud of. They say Dorchester is a special place, and one testament to that is the Wahlbergs' pride at being from here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios at the site of the future Wahlbergers in Dorchester.